Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that this be food for you. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. This is when the three wise men came from the east and were coming to worship the Savior. Brothers and sisters, what a time that must have been. Nobody knew really what was going on. They had to listen carefully, and they walked all that way, those three kings, to see this newborn baby. And we celebrate that feast today, again and again. And think about this. Can Christ be reborn in your heart? Have you been away from the Lord? Do you think that you're nothing or you're no good? I want to speak to you particularly. And I just want to say the Lord is revealing himself to all, and he is revealing himself to you. Even if you've been far away from the Lord is calling you and longs to have you close to him. Think about it. Think about it. The opening prayer says this, O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. So this is the day where we celebrate the beginning of Christ being revealed to all people. Think about that. You say, yeah. Well, you may never have known him if it hadn't been for the three wise men. Who knows? Brothers and sisters, God wants you to draw closer to him. And I say that so often, but I mean it. I want you to know him more and more. Let's take a look at this first reading for today from the prophet Isaiah chapter 60. Verses 1 to 6. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds covers the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans and camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. You know, I remember as a child when I was about 6 years old, when I was beginning to get a good idea of what was going on, I was just very, very touched by my parents putting up the crib a few days before, and they never put Christmas decorations up until Christmas Eve, and I've told you that. But they did put up the crib a good week before, and without the baby Jesus in the crib. And then my brother and I, and then my sister, we were able to see him placed in the manger, like us in all things but sin. What a treasure that moment was. What a treasure remembering how kindly and gently my mother and father set it all up. And as we got older, we all had a place in it. But I began to see that this was a baby, a true baby, and that Jesus loved me so much that he came as a baby, that I wouldn't be frightened, that I wouldn't be pulled away from it for some reason or another. It was a baby. The Word became flesh. Let us give Him great joy by our worship of Him this season. Let us give Him great joy. Psalm 72 tells us, Lord, every nation on earth will adore You. Every nation. Let's look around, all of you who hear this program. Do you come from different nations? Let's lift up our nation wherever we are. I'm in the United States, but who knows who's hearing this? Let us all adore the Lord this Christmas. God, with Your judgment endow the king, and with Your justice the king's son. He shall govern Your people with justice, and Your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flower in His days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May He rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Saba shall bring tribute. All nations, all kings shall pay Him homage. All nations shall serve Him. For He shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor, and the lives of the poor he shall save. It's been so many years since I've thought about God. I haven't been going to church. I was as a child, but now I'm not. Or whatever the case may be in your life, the lives of the poor He shall save. Sometimes we're spiritually poor. Don't be afraid and say, oh, well, I haven't gone to church in 10 years. Come back. Come back. The lives of the poor He shall save. All of us. We're all poor in one way or another. Don't let that discourage you. Come. Come to Him. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, just verses 2 to 3, and then verses 5 to 6. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. God comes for us. He comes for all peoples, no matter what race, no matter what name, no matter what title, no matter what country, all of us are called to become partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. May we do that wherever we are in this world, in this country, in Canada, are the closest for me, but so many other countries. Let us pray that we may acknowledge Him again as Lord on this Epiphany, when we were shown Jesus being born anew in our lives. And then we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw His star at His rising, and have come to do Him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go out and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering this house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasure and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, think of that. Jesus caring for them, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod. They all had the same dream. Think of this, a miracle there. They departed for their country by another way. And again, the child was protected. How is the child in your heart? Is he protected? He lives within you. If you are in the state of grace, he lives within you. If you're not in the state of grace, please, this Christmas, please, confess your sin. Start anew. That's what God offers you. He doesn't think one sin, you die, you go to hell. No. I've said this to you before, but I want you to hear it. Really hear it. He's made every access to him possible for you. But you have free will. We know that. I've said this, but I want to say it again. Open your heart to him. Choose him. If you haven't gone to confession for Christmas, please do it now and become free. And we can learn from the word how God wants us to follow him in the coming days, in the coming years. We've gone through a pandemic, and we still are, at least at this recording, we're still in that pandemic. Please, this is the time to strengthen your faith, confined in home or whatever the situation may be. Take time to read his word. Take time to talk to him. Give him your life afresh. Give it to him anew. Say, "Lord, I want to follow you. I failed miserably in the past, but I don't want to, Lord. Will you help me? And when I sin, may I ask your forgiveness right away." Please, brothers and sisters, God wants a people who love him, who follow him, that we might enjoy life forever with him. That's not a fairy tale. That's not a fancy kind of story. It's the truth. He loves you. He wants to be with you in heaven. I want to be with him in heaven. And you can say, "Oh, well, you're doing the program, so you can say that." No, no. I'm a sinner just like you. I've made mistakes just like you. Turn your heart to him. Come back to him. Confess your sins. And really celebrate this new year. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.